Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
The third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Leo Haviland. LeoHaviland.com is the website. Folks, I encourage you to go there and check it out. His book is called Words on the Street. You're going to want to read his outstanding essays that he produces at least once a month, maybe a couple of times a month, depending on how he feels led in the news of the day. Leo, thanks again for your leadership. Thanks for hanging out with us from time to time. We value your time with us very much. We were talking in the previous segment, folks, about the dollar, the strength of the dollar, and it affects all of us, our ability to trade. We want a strong dollar. What is it? What was it St. Augustine said? Give me a strong dollar, but not right now. and so we want a strong dollar because we like that. That's a nationalistic way to think about a dollar. But at the same time, it hurts our trade sometimes, right? Of course, it depends on whether you're going overseas or coming back from overseas, right? So it's a currency. Monetary policy is a fascinating and a complicated thing. But Leo, you brought up cryptocurrency in the end of the last segment, and I want us to talk about that a little bit more, because I believe that, and I don't mean in the next 2 or 3 years, but over the next generation, I believe the biggest threat to the U.S. dollar and to the U.S. itself, not China, not Russia, I believe it's the adoption of cryptocurrencies first inside of the ecosystem of large platforms like Amazon and Facebook and Google. What do you think?
It's certainly a challenge to the traditional notions of nation state and the ability of countries to influence the values of their currencies and therefore, debt and even other asset prices relevant to their economies. So I see it as you do, as something very important, but I'm not perhaps as fearful as you are, but I do see it as a warning sign that it can diminish the strength of nations in general, not just the United States.
Well, think about this, Leo. Let's say, all right, so how many people are using Facebook? A couple of billion people?
An awful lot, yeah.
Way over a billion. How many people are using Amazon? I mean, Amazon's acquiring everything. They convinced Wall Street that they're a tech company when all they were was a conglomerate waiting to happen, and otherwise Whole Foods would have bought Amazon instead of the other way around. And so, but my point is, what if look at all the money that people buy through ads on Facebook? Look at all the money that's spent through ads on Facebook. Look at all the money that's spent through the merchant location of Amazon. If you put those together, look at how much commerce could be conducted inside of those ecosystems with their own currency. What would that do to the dollar?
Well, it would probably tend to weaken the dollar insofar as the dollar is the main reserve currency in the world. So it makes the dollar less desirable. On a political point, Jim, one has to ask how many of these, call it supranational, international companies, are all that altruistic or, for that matter, nationalistic.
They're not.
Okay, so there you've got the risk of oligopoly.
Exactly. I think that ship has sailed.
Yes, I do too. Well, and it's not getting the press on the corporate
That's
side.
Exactly right.
The individual,
That's exactly right.
You know, very wealthy individuals, but look at some of the corporations. And what you're raising on cryptocurrency, if it does increase, is going to exacerbate those trends.
So Amazon's in the process of acquiring a home network entity. What is it? Ring. I've forgotten the name of the company, but Ring at Home or something like that, because they want to control the Wi-Fi inside your home.
Right.
I mean, this bears watching, doesn't it? Doesn't it, Leo?
Yes. You're absolutely right, Jim.
Yeah. Hey, Leo, thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure. Will you come back soon?
Sure. Thanks for having me on your show. It's great speaking with you.
Leo Haviland, ladies and gentlemen, please go read his essays, leohaviland.com. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.